We were just talking about money, and he's been knocking on the door ever since. So let's let into the bunker Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Not the high five.
Hey, you're not supposed to be here.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not supposed to high five.
What up? What are you two sapes up to?
Nothing.
Or should I call you homos? Yeah, what's up? You guys are two of my favorite sapes, man.
Sapes?
Boy, man, I love that music y'all are playing. What was that? Play that again,
That's
man.
Dave Matthews Band.
Every time you come
dude,
in.
Dude, I totally love this music. You know, Dave and I are old buddies, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I love this song that he sings and then this song again that he sings. Yeah. I also love all of Kanye's work. Kanye, right? Big buddies and everything. He was texting me saying, man, I'm having problems with Kimmy. That's his girlfriend. But anyway.
Wife.
I didn't know how to advise him and everything. I said, you know, man, if she's sweating you, you just got to do something to get out of the house. And he's like, what, man? I'm like, I don't know, run for president or something. I don't know if he ever did that advice.
That was your idea.
Anyway, yeah. So, what great music this is. I also love anything by Hathaway.
Hathaway.
Their deep catalog. I love it. It's been great. So what have y'all been up to? You two girls been practicing your kissing on each other? Or just elephant walking out to your little tree house to whack at the swimwear catalog?
What?
Elephant walking?
I'm totally kidding, man. I know you guys probably don't have a tree house.
No, we
right,
don't.
Right, right.
Yeah,
no.
Dude, I almost couldn't find this place. My new Benz has got a different nav than my Prev.
Oh, God.
So I had to drive around until I smelled five figs. That led me straight to you guys.
Yeah, we're not making the money you're making, are we?
Y'all need to quit this job, man. It keeps you below the poverty line.
Well, I mean, that's pretty serious level. Nothing to joke about during a pandemic.
No, nothing to joke about. There's the real poverty line, and then there's what I call the douche poverty line. And the douche poverty line, six figs, you guys are death below that. Death below the douche poverty line.
Death, huh?
That's right. So, yeah, what have y'all been up to again?
We're just working.
Yeah, man, I've been so busy.
He's not listening.
I've been so busy during the pan.
Oh, yeah, what have you been doing?
Yeah,
pan.
You know, I've been putting together deals and merging various acquisitions, you know, committed a few takeovers.
Vague.
Partnering with Synergy to index a few S&P funds.
What?
You know, just typical guy stuff. Typical guy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Making it happen.
Yeah, making it happen. By typical guy stuff, I'm not saying that a woman can't understand the financial world, okay? They can. It's just harder for them to do that because of periods.
What?
Or something.
Now, that's a weird take, Chris.
So, but when I'm not working, I've just been, you know, chilling, hang zoning at the crib, rebalancing the PF. Yeah. Portfolio.
Are you being careful? God. Have you been socially distancing and all that?
Catching up on Entourage? Nah, man, I ain't been socially distancing.
Why?
Because I can tell if a girl's clean.
Oh, you can't tell.
Yeah, you can totally tell. Yeah, man. If she's got, like, sniffles or, let's say, a waistline that's over 33 inches.
Okay. Look.
I mean, that's pushing it for me right there.
You're going to stay away from her.
I like a little bit more hourglassy than that. Yeah. Stay away from that. But I can totally tell if a girl's quality or not.
Oh, God.
Like a mask. Do you wear a mask?
Yeah, at my Eyes Wide Shut parties, I do.
Yeah, we should have known.
ABG.
What's that?
Always Buy Gold.
That's your financial advice.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys on my Kick-Ass Sports Day app.
You have a Kick-Ass one.
Yeah, and I'm heavy into gold. Yeah, man.
Are you?
Yeah, look at this Texas-shaped nugget ring that I have here. Look,
oh, wow,
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like 40 of these things.
You have 40 of them.
Yeah, I'm so heavy into gold, you know. It's like, you know, I always wear my jewelry. I mean, even when I'm at the lake, you know, and I'm always at the lake.
Yeah.
Always putting on an ab show at Lake Louisville every weekend.
Your fountain boat.
On my 55-foot, you know, fountain boat with... Always surrounded by about three pieces of Tang.
Oh, God.
That Chris. 10 cases of IPA, you know.
Right.
On the phone the whole time with my broker screaming, buy. You know, because he just told me he sleeps with men and women, so I'm screaming that to the phone.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, a couple Friday nights ago, I was just you know, hanging out, threesoming, scrolling soch, and
having a Rona party.
Yeah, my phone starts blowing up, and it's like Tones Romes, you know?
Tony
you guys
Romo.
Know him as Antonio Romo, right?
Yeah, we've heard of him.
I can see why y'all would get along.
And he was like, man, I'm playing like crap at a golf tourney. And what should I do, you know? And he's asking me for swing tips over the phone. I'm like, this is kind of hard to, you know, really recalibrate your game. You know, he was begging me, hey, man, Chris, you got to rebuild my swing over the phone and stuff. And I'm like, dude, this is what you do. Fake a wrist injury, get out of it. Fake a wrist injury, get out of it. He's really into that.
So you gave him that
made
idea.
Up?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's totally made up. I told him, you got to fake an injury until I can rebuild your swing from top to bottom.
God.
I don't just one outrageous claim after another.
Yeah, and you know what, Chris, I don't believe any of this.
What are you talking about? It's all totally true.
No, and I don't believe that this is real gold you're wearing, this Texas Nugget ring that you have, because I saw you the other day on a street corner in a bad part of town buying fake jewelry, and you told the guy, yeah, I think they'll buy this at work, and you gave him $1 for that ring.
Oh, God, I'm worth negative $100,000!
He's in debt.
Oh, he is in debt. Six figs, and he admitted it. Wait, he just jumped through the bunker window.
That may do it for Chris.
You know, this time he's not moving. No. That may have done it. I guess that. I'm sad. Should I be sad?
I'm back, you MFers. I'm on the phone, though.
I'm glad it works.
Very unstable.
There he goes. Chris from sales. 848.